In Disguise. Narrated by Julie Abel. Narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Surprise Party by Jacob Copenhagen. The house belonged to Arne's old school friend and best friend Fritz. Arne felt at home here and was better known than the other guests at the housewarming party. He had given Fritz a hand with a move and also helped repair the apartment. He'd also helped Emma with some of the decor, which Fritz knew nothing about. Emma had shown Arne her gratitude in her own unique way. One spring afternoon, as they were working on the house, putting up curtains, she'd pulled down his cut-off jeans without warning, pulled out his dick, and sucked him off until he came. "As a thanks for helping out," she told him with a big grin. It had been a hell of an experience because Emma wasn't just good at it. Arne had been standing on a rickety chair, balancing precariously with a curtain rail in his hand in full view of an open window overlooking the people on the beach at the end of the garden. Afterwards, Arne had been allowed to demonstrate his skills with his tongue between her two freshly waxed pussy lips. As Arne circled among the guests, he noticed a lonely brunette with a rather noticeable and rather voluptuous bottom. "Wow, what a woman," he said to himself, and headed in her direction. "Hi," he said, "are you bored?"
"A bit," she answered, glancing up at him.
"Are you one of Fritz and Emma's friends?"
"Perhaps they're one and only," Arne replied, smiling at the brunette. At that moment, one of those so-called tough guys appeared. He was wearing what looked like a tailor-made suit that fit him perfectly.
"So that's where you are, Maud. Come on, let's go, we're leaving."
"Already? We haven't had the chance to talk hardly to anyone yet," she said, glancing at Arne, who could only shrug as she reluctantly left with a tailored suit, disappearing amid the crowd of party guests. Just as Arne was about to continue stalking the room, his name rang out.
"I've been looking for you. We're so glad you came."
It was Emma. She was wearing a rather loud dress and hadn't made any attempt to hide her beautiful body. Arne's eyes were literally popping out of their sockets.
"Do you want to go upstairs? I'm bored with all the..."
"Not now, darling. Fritz won't let me out of his sight. Another day, when we got more time, okay?" Emma laughed and went off to mingle with the other guests. True enough, thought Arne. A second later, he felt a hard slap on his shoulder.
"So, here you are, mate. I saw you a moment ago. Your eyes were all over some brunette's cleavage. You could barely take your eyes off her. Was she wearing panties?"
It was Fritz, smiling proudly, looking like he was the most important person in the room.
"Yes, but tiny ones," laughed Arne and patted Fritz.
"Pretty good party, isn't it? Have you got a drink?"
Fritz looked down at Arne's glass. Whispering, he continued, "There are a lot of beautiful single women here, aren't there?
Don't be shy. Go talk to a few and give it a go. You never know your luck."
"Now, I need to mingle. Talk to you later," he quipped.
At this rate, nothing's going to happen, thought Arne. He put the empty glass down and looked for something else to drink. As he did this, he noticed a blonde who was looking right at him.
"Hi," she said. "You must be Arne, right? Emma was telling me about you."
"Yes, spot on," replied Arne, smiling as he approached the blonde. She was wearing a nice pink silk top, a very short leather skirt, and black stockings.
"Emma told me that you'd helped her put up the curtains. You're pretty clever, I understand. It's not so easy to handle a long..."